Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air, and if you have something you'd like to talk about, we'd love to discuss it with you. 844-322-2742. If you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, give us a call, 844-322-2742. We want to talk with you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Today's a special day for me. This is my 35th year of ministry with Basic Gospel.
Well, congratulations.
August 9th of 1982
Excellent.
Is when I officially joined staff.
Yeah.
Been here 35 years. I'm trying to figure out if this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. I don't know for sure.
Trying to decide that myself.
Yes. When I joined, it was just a couple of people on staff. Bob George was the founder. Tim Stevenson was there, and me. I was the third person. We had a couple of part-time folks that were with us. Kim Groff, who is with us today, she joined a couple of years later, worked with us for a brief period of time, or 10 years or so, and then got married and then came back to us just recently. But it's been an incredible 35-year run. When the ministry first started, it started under the name Discipleship Counseling Services, and we were there to provide some biblical counsel on an individual basis. But more than anything, we were formed to develop and train and equip men to go into churches and serve as evangelism and discipleship leaders, to take up those positions. And we were more involved in method, not so much involved in message. And after a while, we kept thinking, you know, this isn't working so well. And God kind of opened up the door to the message. And so everything switched. And that switch happened about the same time I came on board. We got more interested in message. Now, that really meshed with me because the message had touched my life about a year prior at a Bible study in Atlanta, Georgia. And I went to that and was looking for answers, and the Bible teacher started teaching through the book of Colossians and just rocked my world. I finally saw what the gospel message was, not just that Christ had died for my sins, but that Christ was raised from the dead so that I could have everlasting life. And like I said, that rocked my world. It continues to rock my world to this very day. And so when I moved to Dallas, Texas, and I had taken a job in Atlanta, Georgia, and I took it for one reason and for one reason only, and it wasn't for the big salary. I can guarantee you that. They had said that you're going to be transferred somewhere. And I had this crazy notion that God was going to open up a door for me for ministry wherever I was moved. So it just happened to be Dallas, Texas. Within a very short period of time, I was hooked up with this ministry, went to a couple of seminars that they did back at First Baptist Church in Dallas, started going to some home Bible studies, and just really liked what I saw, was really encouraged by the message. Just God continued to confirm the message in my heart. And within a brief period of time, I said, Lord, this is what I want to do. I want to be involved in your great rescue mission around the world through this particular ministry. And so I joined about 2 months into it. We had a meeting, and the three of us, Bob and Tim and myself, were thinking, you know, we're losing our office space. You know, the building we were in at First Baptist, that was about to be imploded. We didn't know what we were going to do. So the idea came, it's like, hey, let's just shut down the ministry. And I'm thinking, hold up, Trigger. I just left a job and am out raising support, and let's figure out something else. So we put our heads together, and we came up with an idea to do a Tuesday night Bible study. We started. Ken Cooper at the Aerobic Center gave us some space, and boy, that was an exciting time.
Yes,
we saw that grow to about 300 people in a very short period of time, and then God opened up a door for a spot on a satellite at 6 o'clock in the evening to do live radio. Well, I was there at the get-go. I was answering phone calls and, you know, being the phone screener and helping produce the show and and all of that. We also had a retreat center up in Argyle, Texas, and I managed the retreat center, which meant I swept the floors and made the beds and did all sorts of things. I saw a picture today that I had in my files. We actually built a little radio studio in a small little attic space. And to soundproof it, we carpeted the walls. And so we were out in 100-degree weather cutting carpet and then taking it up and stapling it on the walls. But we got it done, and you were involved with us at that point, engineering the program. So we had some great times back then. And one thing that's for sure is the message has never changed. The 35 years that I've been here, we're as focused and as centered on Jesus Christ as we've ever been.
We've heard from some people through the years that are kind of surprised by that.
Yes.
Haven't changed that message yet.
I know. But you know, it really ties into what we're talking about this particular month. There's all kinds of pressure from the world to conform.
Yeah.
And we feel that same pressure sometimes within the body, within the church itself. It's like, what's the latest trend? And everybody needs to get on board on that particular train to follow that trend. And then that lasts for a period of time, and then it's a new trend, and then it's a new trend. But the gospel never grows old. The gospel never gets boring or tiresome. As Ravi Zacharias said, it's that perpetual novelty. There's an excitement about the gospel every single day. I mean, if you get bored with Jesus, something is wrong with you. You cannot get bored with Jesus. He's the most electrifying personality that's ever been. He's alive. You get the chance and the privilege and the joy of walking through life with him alive, living in you, every single moment of every single day. And so for 35 years, we've been able to lift him up.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to see what happens when Jesus is simply lifted up. He draws people unto himself. Man, he puts marriages back together. He restores families. He builds hope in the hearts of people. He sets captives free. He meets the needs of the human heart. And that's what this gospel is all about. It's the only message. There is none like it, because it is the only message that speaks directly to the human heart.
Yeah.
Everything else just provides surface answers and solutions. This message, Jesus Christ himself, goes to the heart, brings life to the dead, and freedom to those bound by sin and death. It's good news, folks. It really is good news.
Well, Bob, congratulations on 35 years in the ministry. You were kind of on a roll. I hated to stop you there. 844-322-2742. If you're hearing this broadcast during the first half of the 3 o'clock Central Time hour, you are hearing the live broadcast, and we would like to share it with you. 844-322-2742. That's the number to call in the U.S. and in Canada. You know, we've been talking about this great new DVD teaching series called Your Living Hope, and folks, we have a copy for you with your gift to Basic Gospel this month, and I want the guys who are actually on the video to tell us more about it. Bob, share your thoughts on this and this series called Your Living Hope.
Well, just what we talked about a few minutes ago, there's pressure from the world to conform.
Yeah.
Paul said, do not be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. Well, those are easy words when you just read them, but when you're out there in the world, you feel that pressure.
Yes.
I mean, it's the world isn't just passive in tempting us. It is very aggressive. It's very active. It's coming at us. And oftentimes that pressure that we feel, the pressure that it's exerted on us, you know, makes us want to cave. We just want to give in. We just want to buckle. And we know we're not supposed to. We know that's not the way that God has designed it. And so we cry out, help. And this book, 1 Peter, is the answer to that cry of help. How to stand firm in the faith. How to stand firm in the grace of God that's been given to us in Christ Jesus. Peter was certainly familiar with suffering. He knew all about that. He heard Jesus tell him that he was going to suffer. as an apostle, as a believer in Christ. If the world hates Jesus, and it did, the world's going to hate us, and it does. That's just the way it is. Peter understood that. He suffered, but he found it great joy to share in the sufferings of Christ Jesus. Why? Because he knew of the glory that was up ahead. And so he wanted to provide hope to those believers back in his day that were suffering, that were experiencing those various trials. And he's speaking to us today. I think it's one of the most relevant books in the New Testament. It has a message for us. So Richard and I walk you through. It's a very quick walk through 1 Peter, but we really kind of outline the living hope that we've been born again into through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this grace of God that we stand in as believers, and how that grace of God is the very power that enables us to withstand the pressures from this world. So I think it's a wonderful resource. It will help you in your walk with Christ Jesus. It is 5 messages. It could be a fantastic 5-week Bible study.
Yeah.
It's also a wonderful resource to pass on and share with others. So we want to put it in your hands. Make sure you request it when you give your gift this month, The Basic Gospel.
It's called Your Living Hope. And, of course, Bob and Richard have teamed up on this particular one. We think it's a fantastic series, and we want you to have a copy of it. And all you need to do is make your donation this month to Basic Gospel. You can do that by calling 844-322-2742. You can make that gift by phone. You can also go to our website, that, of course, basicgospel.net. Just click donate at basicgospel.net. Or, again, call 844-322-2742. Your Living Hope, we want you to have a copy of it.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go up and talk to our friend Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Hope you can hear me okay.
We can hear you loud and clear, Ryan. So glad you've joined us today.
I'm perfect. I'm glad, as always. Pleasure, as always. I had a question, and I think as the audience knows, I've been journaling for the last 2 years about kind of my struggle with, stage 4 brain cancer, and just, you know, my faith and hope in the Lord. And I recently kind of put it all together there with the help of some wonderful people into a book. And I also wrote a poem as well, got it copyrighted, did all of these things. I'm now kind of getting, you know, I'm getting requests for these, and I never thought that I would be in a position like this. But so I don't know, in a way I kind of feel awkward profiting from it. I don't know. I thought maybe you guys would have some thoughts of how I should kind of handle that. Certainly there are some financial needs that my family has, but I just don't want to go about it the wrong way.
Well, Ryan, there's nothing wrong with getting money for your work, If somebody's willing to pay you for that work, I think that's a positive thing. And if it's an answer that's going to meet a financial need that you have, and I certainly know, Ryan, your circumstance with the medical bills and all the things that you are burdened with and your family is burdened with, this could be a nice. Yeah. A nice way to help meet some of those needs. But I don't think you have to be ashamed of, selling your work. That's not a bad thing at all.
No, I don't think so. I think I was just, being a little hard on myself or being a little overprotective. And, I guess I never really pictured myself in that position, so I did. It was kind of, for me, it was almost a shock, because we looked at all my writings and it came to 88 pages, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I also wrote a poem as well, and it kind of, for me, I felt like it wasn't so much me, it felt like an inspired work at times. So I guess that's where I was kind of wanted to just ask your opinions of, how I should go about dealing with that. When people ask, how can I get a copy of this? Where can I, and things like that.
Well, if you're going to, you know, if somebody's going to want a hard copy of it, you know, there's cost in making that hard copy. So, you know, you're just recouping those costs and hopefully getting a little more on top of it so that you can print others. So that's kind of how you have to look at that. There's a cost involved in making those things available, some real cost that you're going to have to expend to make that possible. So don't be shy about asking for the money to cover that.
Yeah, and I thought about, I saw on your website you guys have some digital downloads as well.
Yes.
I thought maybe I could kind of put some stuff in that format for, you know, a little bit lower cost. And
Yeah, there's lots of opportunities today and to make your message, you know, available to people. So take advantage of those. There's lots of ways that you can make it, you know, very cost effective for people. So just look into all of that. And, you know, if you ever have questions, you can call us and we'd certainly help you through that as well.
Yeah. I don't want to miss the main point here. You've got a great story. God has done things for you in your circumstance that could be really helpful to other people.
Yeah. And so you know, it's not unusual that people want to know how you're dealing with what you're going through.
Yeah.
How do you have peace in your heart? How do you have contentment? How do you experience the joy that you're experiencing within this trial that you're going through? I mean, people want to know that kind of information. So your story is going to be impactful. It already has been on so many people's lives. I know we have lots and lots of the Basic Gospel listenership following you as your journey unfolds. They're praying with you. They're praying for you. You're an encouragement to them and an inspiration to them because you are walking by faith. Even though every day brings its own challenges and you're, you know, you're kind of up and down and that sort of thing, but still there's this consistency in this trust, this belief, this hope in Christ Jesus himself. So that's a powerful story, as Richard was saying, and people are interested. So don't be surprised by that. Everybody's interested and they want to know how you're handling it and, the way you're handling it can be a great inspiration and source of encouragement for other believers.
Okay, well, I'll definitely take that, and I want to make it available, and maybe, you know, I'll email you guys or something and get some help figuring out how to put it together. But, I'd love to make it available because you're right. I think it is something that could inspire other people. I just don't want it to bring me any pride or anything like that, I guess. So
don't worry about that. Like I said, we sometimes try to over humble ourselves and just say, hey, I've got a story. God's done some remarkable things. Your story isn't about you, is it? I mean, it's about your circumstance. It's about what you're going through, but ultimately your story is about Jesus and the work that he's done inside of you. So you want to make that story known to people. I mean, he's writing that on the tablet of your heart. He's inking it with the Holy Spirit himself. So I think you can just say thank you for this opportunity to provide an answer to those who are asking about the hope that is within me.
Yeah. No, I definitely appreciate that answer, and I'll try to kind of get everything together, and maybe I'll come back and see what I come up with, and see how I can offer that to get the word out there.
Yes, good for you, Ryan.
Yeah,
thanks for calling. We always appreciate you.
Oh no, thank you guys so much for kind of helping me along figuring this this out, and you guys certainly have been a huge part of my journey, and I brought a few Canadian listeners along the way with me, introducing them to not only to Jesus, but also to Basic Gospel. And that's been a pleasure.
Thank you for that, Ryan. We appreciate that, brother. And thank you for your call.
My pleasure.
Yes, indeed.
Guys, a question from a California listener. This gets to the heart of financial issues. Says, does my tithe have to go to a church, or can I give it to a charity or perhaps a ministry like Basic Gospel?
Well, it's God working in you to move you to give where you want to give. Mm-hmm. You know, we get so caught up in the place sometimes, or get so caught up in the amount that we forget about the place. And so we think we're obligated to give it to this place or that place or some other place. I think if you are allowing the Lord to work in you, you can give your money as you see fit. I think the biggest thing that we need to be investing our money in is the advancement of the gospel, is in making sure this gospel message is heard in the world today. I can't think of a better place to build treasures in heaven. Yes. Than to support the getting of the word of God out as it relates to Jesus Christ. So I think that's a way that we give. That's something that we need to support. There are people that are going to come into your life that have needs, that have financial needs, that have things that you have the resources to help meet. And I think as you see those needs and God, I think, touches your heart as far as those needs are concerned, feel free to give to help meet those needs. I think you're gonna receive a lot of joy in doing so. But if you put this giving thing under an obligation as far as the amount you're supposed to give, mm-hmm. and the place you're supposed to give it, then you've just set yourself up for a very guilt-ridden experience.
Yeah,
you're going to feel guilty if you don't reach the 10% level, and you're going to feel guilty if you don't give it to the, quote, right place.
Yes.
So let's take the obligation out of it, and let's put it back into how the New Testament has framed it, the grace of giving. So the Macedonian Christians were eager to participate in the grace of giving. Why were they eager? Well, they were eager because God put that eagerness on their hearts. And when they saw a need, they wanted to join with the Apostle Paul in meeting that need. And they weren't giving to their, quote, local assembly. They were giving to serve their fellow brothers and sisters in Jerusalem who, yes. were being persecuted. That was the need. It was huge. And they had resources to help meet it. And so they weren't the richest of groups. They didn't have a lot of wealth. But out of their poverty bubbled up this generous spirit. Who did that? God himself,
sure
God
did.
The Holy Spirit. And it put an eagerness in their heart to give. And they did so without compulsion, without obligation, with a smile on their face, and with joy in their heart, and they met the needs of those Jerusalem Christians.
Yeah.
It's a marvelous picture of how we can give and be a part of this grace of giving that this gospel message has set us free to experience. And I guarantee you, if you will embrace the grace of giving, every time you write a check, whether it's the Basic Gospel, whether it's to a neighbor who needs some groceries, mm-hmm. whether it's to somebody at the Walmart who you see that you think, man, if I could just buy their groceries, what a great joy,
sure,
that would
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
Man, you're going to experience joy like you've never experienced before. So yes. get involved in the grace of giving. It's the only way to go as far as this gospel of Jesus Christ is concerned.
Absolutely. Well, Carlos, hope that's a help to you. Friends, keep in mind that we're streaming live video every day, so you can join us live on our Facebook or YouTube channels. Again, we hope you'll take advantage of that of this video entity that we're producing every day for you. Please remember also that to keep the good news coming on Basic Gospel, we depend upon your prayers and your generosity. And do remember also that your donation in the month of August, well, we have that very special DVD series called Your Living Hope. It's just for you. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742, and we're going to send you a copy. Again, it's called Your Living Hope. Again, 844-322-2742 or donate online at basicgospel.net. Well, that's it for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Now for Bob and Richard of the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.